that's a rare person who is able to keep the advice that they give. You know, we're very good at dishing out advice to people, but we don't sometimes have a hard time keeping our own advice. Have you ever noticed that to be the case? And sometimes the advice we give to other people are things that we don't have any idea about doing ourselves. But anyhow, but that's not so with our Blessed Mother, whom we honor today and her glorious Assumption. This very, very ancient feast of hers, although very, very recent dogma, dogmatically defined only in 1950, but really one of the most ancient of her feasts, going back to the very earliest days of the church. The advice that I'm speaking of is the advice that she gave at the wedding feast of Cana, which were her last words in the that she spoke in the scriptures that we have directly quoted for us. Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. He, of course, being her son Jesus Christ. She was saying this to the waiters at the wedding feast. But I think it's her advice to all of us, and it's very good advice, and it is advice that she always kept and lived. As a matter of fact, it's what Jesus himself, in helping people to understand what was so great about his mother, pointed out about her. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have heard the word of God and kept it, who have done whatever God says." And she did that. Of course, we think of that particularly at the Annunciation, but her entire life was a fiat. Her entire life was a yes to God. She always did what he told her to do. And that is her greatness, is that her will was aligned completely with God's will. It's what earned for her this privilege of the Assumption. You know, it's something that the rest of us, starting with Adam and Eve, have not done. We have, to borrow the words of Frank Sinatra, done it our way, right? And how's that working out for you? Not so good for me either, right? Not so good for Adam and Eve either. Because it was through that, not doing whatever he says, that death entered into the world. By this disobedience from God, this rupture came into the world. This was something that the Blessed Virgin Mary herself never experienced, because she always did whatever he told her. And so she had this great privilege, you see, of not undergoing the corruption of death. She passed from this life into eternity as God intended for all of us to do, just to pass without undergoing the corruption of death from this life into everlasting life. Yes, we would have moved into eternal life. We wouldn't have stayed here forever, but we would have moved into everlasting life just as she did. And it is so beautiful to think of this. In that wonderful pilgrimage I had to the Holy Land, there's a beautiful church in Jerusalem that commemorates this event. It's called the Church of the Dormition. It's very, very beautiful. The Dormition is what in the Eastern churches they very often call this feast. The Dormition means the falling asleep of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And there's a beautiful statue in that church under this dome of the Blessed Virgin Mary, completely surrounded by flowers as she is assumed body and soul into heaven. And sometimes when we commemorate this feast, because it's so remarkable, we pay a lot of attention to her bodily assumption, as well we should. That's an amazing thing. But also her soul had been radically transformed. because it was always in accordance with the will of God. And so we see from her this beauty coming from that obedience of her heart from the inside out. And it's shown to us externally through her glorious assumption in her body and soul. I'd like to call attention to you something else that she said while we're doing little... This is from the gospel today. And this is the longest thing we have that the Blessed Virgin Mary ever said in Scripture. The longest passage that we have from her. And immediately before she says this, Elizabeth, this is at the visitation. The gospel today is during the visitation. And St. Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, has said to her, she identifies again this characteristic, the primary characteristic of the Blessed Virgin Mary, for which she is most blessed. Blessed are you who believed what was spoken to you by the Lord. Blessed are you who believed. Blessed are you who heard and accepted the word of God and lived it and put it into practice in every moment of your life. And this obedient heart causes this beautiful hymn of praise to well up in the Blessed Virgin Mary. We call this the Magnificat. The church puts it on the lips of the church every night in evening prayer. This great hymn of praise of the Blessed Virgin Mary that we heard the deacon so beautifully proclaim in the gospel today. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. This is the natural consequence of doing whatever he tells you, is that you reap the benefit of that, which is joy and peace and thanksgiving in your heart, always. You know, the devil loves to, dangle out in front of us these tawdry sins and to make us think we want this shiny thing or whatever that's really nothing or worse than nothing. And we fall for it. And then we go, oh, why did I do that? Or worse. It leaves us empty and with remorse or with guilt. The devil loves to, you know, bait and switch on us. It's a terrible thing. And we keep falling for it. I don't know why, but we do. We keep falling. Why? She shows us the way. Don't do it. To change up the phrase of Nancy Reagan a little bit, just say yes. Just say yes to God. Always do whatever he tells you. All the time. All the time. And you know, sometimes there are tough moments that are kind of bigger or something like that, but usually it's just in the ordinary things of life. And that is also the example that the Blessed Virgin Mary gives to us. Her life, in its external details, was very, very ordinary. Now, like in the first reading today, we hear that wonderful description from the book of Revelation, you know, of the woman clothed with the sun and standing on the moon, the crown of stars, looking very much like Our Lady of Guadalupe over there, you know. But that's not the way Mary looked walking around the streets of Nazareth. She didn't have the sun glowing behind her and things like, you know, that's not what, she just looked like everybody else. But she wasn't like everybody else. Interiorly, because she was always doing whatever he told her. And that obedient heart welled up in joy and peace and thanksgiving. Think, and I would really recommend this to you today, maybe as a matter of your prayer or meditation today, to imagine being a neighbor of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Nazareth. Somebody that you would just encounter, maybe at the well getting water, maybe over the the backyard wall or something like that or whatever. I don't think there was a lot of gossip going on over that wall, do you think? I don't think so. There was joy and peace and encouragement. There was the singing of the praise of God in everything. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. Holy is His name. We celebrated just a few days ago, and I'm not just saying this because the sisters are here, the Feast of St. Dominic. It was said of St. Dominic that he either was speaking to God or about God, always. I would recommend that to you. I suspect that was the case of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Always speaking either to God or about God. You're not going to get into too much trouble that way, do you think? No. She shows us the fulfillment and joy and peace and glory of our human existence, of what we are really supposed to be, what God made us to be, and what you will be someday. She prefigures for us the glory and the joy and the peace of human life. And it's not through lots of extraordinary things. We really have to have faith to understand who that woman in the book of Revelation is. But I think if any of us encountered her in person, we would know immediately. She is the one who believes. She is the one who has heard the word of God and kept it. She is the one who has done whatever He told her. And you can be too.